Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster along with John Couch, John engineering and producing the program. And together we welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. It's Monday, October 12th, 2020, the day known as Columbus Day. It's also known as Indigenous Peoples Day. A bunch of states now have gone that direction, including our neighbors to the east, New Mexico, and it's also Canadian Thanksgiving Day. So happy Thanksgiving to all of our Canadian friends. I've spent a couple of Thanksgivings up there this time of year. So pretty, especially in Ontario. And they do the turkey dinner and everything, but it's nice because it originally started as kind of a harvest holiday. So it's Thanksgiving Day to the north. The Buckmaster Show and the Green Things, Zocalo Village Studio on 1030. Tucson's voice for trusted news talk. The Buckmaster Show Live Line, presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. The Monday Political Face-Off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. I went by and saw Moe yesterday. They're doing so well, and he wanted me to convey to all of the very loyal Buckmaster Show listeners, thank you for helping Moe in these very difficult times for small business people, but they're doing well thanks to the Buckmaster Show listeners and a lot of very loyal customers. Also doing well, their new e-commerce on the newly designed website, which has the Buckmaster collection of fine antique prints and maps. Take a look at it, moesgallery.com. They're located at Fort Lowell and Dodge. The Monday Political Face-Off team today is John Munger, seated to my right. Mr. Munger, a well-known Tucson attorney and former president of the Arizona Board of Regents, former Republican candidate for Arizona governor. Jeff Rogers is seated to my left. Jeff is also a well-known Tucson attorney, and he is the former chair of the Pima County Democratic Party. Jeff and John, how was the weekend?
Terrific weekend. How about you?
Good. Went well. Went out this morning in the backyard, 62 degrees. I could live
Lovely.
With that.
Finally,
yeah.
Finally
Lovely.
Starting to cool off.
So, you know, I've got some of the geraniums now are in, so see how they'll do. The days are pretty darn warm for the geraniums, but hopefully we'll get back to closer to normal, because Jeff and John, these temperatures, 100 degrees perhaps tomorrow and the next day, guys, that's 12 to 13 degrees above normal for this
right.
time of
well,
year.
Well, we've seen a record-setting July, a record-setting August, a record-setting September. I think we're probably going to have a record-setting October.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I think the 100 degrees, if it hits tomorrow, would be the latest 100 degrees ever recorded in Tucson. John and Jeff, people want to get this election over with.
Oh, boy, do they. People are just worn out. I'm worn out.
Me and, too.
you know, I voted. I know you both have.
We voted over the weekend. Yeah. The moment that my wife brought in the mail, they're here, and we voted.
Yeah, we did too.
Yeah. So, and we did too. But I've been saying for months that this Trump presidency has just been exhausting. I really think that there are an awful lot of people who really want to put this behind us and are anxious to do so, and that's why you're going to see so much early voting. But you know, I'm exhausted. It you know, it's every day the drama for the last 3.5 years has just been, you know, unrelenting. I don't recall ever seeing anything like this in my lifetime. John, you know, you guys are a few years older than me.
Oh,
maybe you can recall something
much.
Quite
no,
as
yeah.
exhausting. But
no, I can't remember.
I don't recall anything like this.
It's crazy.
No, I've never seen the Democrats act this way. They've refused to accept Trump as president from the very beginning. They started actually before he was even sworn in.
How about the Supreme Court hearing? Is that going to hurt the Dems, John?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, the Democrats look awful. They're trying to appoint a politician to the Supreme Court, not a judge. They're trying to appoint somebody who is going to make law from the bench, and that's not a judge's job. And now the Democrats have announced that they're going to boycott the votes in the committee. It's going to make them look like children, which they are. They will do anything to try to win. They They are frankly corrupting the system.
They're worried about Coney Barrett.
Well, they shouldn't. She's a judge, and she's going to act according to the law, but she's not going to create law from the bench, which is what the Democrats want.
Jeff, they're worried about health care.
I think we're worried about a lot of things. She's probably one of the most extreme people to be appointed to that court ever in its history.
For God's sakes,
the woman is part of some wild-eyed Christian cult that started in my home state of Indiana, and she has some rather extraordinary and extreme views.
Don't they speak highly of her, Jeff, at Notre Dame? Don't they speak?
Well, they speak highly of her. Just because you're crazy doesn't mean you're stupid.
You can
still be pretty darn smart and be a wild-eyed lunatic, and I think that's about what she is legally speaking. And I think we can right now, if she's approved, and she likely will be approved, we can kiss goodbye to Roe v. Wade, both houses of Congress, and win the presidency. Then we can codify Roe v. Wade into the law of this land and put an end to that. And we can maybe fix the Affordable Care Act. But this Supreme Court nominee makes it ever more apparent how high the stakes are.
I'm frankly offended.
You're saying we shouldn't be worried.
I am offended. By Jeff accusing somebody of radical views because they're a Christian. We Christians believe in a lot of things, and some of them secularists may not believe are rational. I believe in life after death. I believe in that Christ died for our sins. Those are radical beliefs. And Article 6. Put aside the First Amendment. Article 6 says there shall be no tests, religious tests, for anybody in any office in the United States. And here Jeff is putting religious tests up for a candidate for the Supreme Court. That is unconstitutional. It is not what the Constitution provides. It violates, as well as Article 6 of the Constitution, First Amendment, freedom of religion. And now, apparently, we're going to have the Democrats decide who has acceptable religious views and who doesn't. That is unacceptable and, frankly, offensive to me, that there should be no religious tests in this country. There never has been religious tests in this country. I thought we were over that with John Kennedy, and the Democrats are bringing it up, presenting religious tests. Apparently, the U.S. Senate thinks it's okay to judge who has right religious beliefs and who doesn't. That's just wrong.
This woman's past is really rather extraordinary. Up until 2017, she was basically known as a handmaiden in this cult that she's part of, and they dropped the name of the women leadership being called handmaidens because that Margaret, what's her name's book, The Handmaiden, was made into a television show, and so they realized how extremely offensive that sounded to people, and they didn't want to look as bad as they do look. She has since that day, tried to distance herself as well as she can from this group. They've scrubbed their website of references to her, pictures of her. I mean, this is somebody who's extreme in a lot of different ways.
Jeff, and
I think we know that. Now, she might be very intelligent, but she's going to have a very extreme view, and it's going to tilt this court for generations. This is not a religious test,
John. Yes, it
John.
Is. It's not a religious test.
It's looking behind the curtain to see what kind of strange groups this person runs in.
It is a religious test Yes, it is, Jeff, to be judging what groups, he calls them cults, what groups are satisfactory to the Democrats and what religious groups are not satisfactory to the Democrats. That is a religious test. There's no way around it, and it's wrong. It's against Article 6 of the Constitution, and it's against the First Amendment. And the Democrats want to be able to, apparently, decide what religion is an okay religion and what religion is not an okay religion.
Okay.
According to you, her religion is not acceptable.
Okay. We're not going anywhere with this. We're going to have quite a bit of disagreement. So how about something we can agree on? Mona's Danish Bakery. Can we agree on that, John?
Great hash browns.
Yes. John, we can agree on Mona's.
Yes, I love Mona's.
And there's Jeff also agreeing on Mona's. Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle. Mona's located at the northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. Mona's open for breakfast, lunch, 6:30 a.m. to 2 in the afternoon. Of course, treat yourself to their mouth-watering pastries, including the famous Danish Kringle. Mona'sDanishBakery.com or BuckmasterShow.com for a link to Mona's. It's the Buckmaster Show, our Monday political face-off, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, back right after this.
Vero Amore Restaurant in Plaza Palomino at Fort Lowland Swan and Dove Mountain in Marana are now open for limited in-restaurant and patio dining, along with takeout and home delivery. All of your favorite Vero Amore menu items, including Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, are ready for you and your friends and family. More at VeroAmorePizza.com.
The Arizona mining industry provides precious metals needed to support technical and structural equipment used by law enforcement, firefighters, and the military to keep us safe here and around the world. But the most critical part of public safety and national security is the people who serve without hesitation to protect us. The Southern Arizona Business Coalition stands with our men and women who serve with respect, responsibility, integrity, and discipline daily to keep us safe.
A Citizens Advisory Committee of the Regional Transportation Authority is in the process of developing a new 20-year regional transportation plan, and soon will consider which projects best address transportation needs across the greater Tucson region. As part of its ongoing public outreach, the RTA invites your early input on which projects meet regional goals. Learn more about plan development and provide input at rtanext.com.
Here at Bon Voyage Travel, we encourage you to keep the travel spark alive by exploring the world through our weekly webinar series that includes inspiration and insight from some of the top leaders in the travel industry. When you're ready to plan your next adventure, know that Bon Voyage Travel will be here to advise and assist. Join us every Wednesday at 3 p.m. for a new virtual destination discovery. While we're apart, let's keep dreaming together. Visit bvtravel.com for more information.
The Friends of Pima Animal Care Center is the nonprofit partner to our Pima County Animal Shelter. We grant critically needed resources to PACC so that it can continue the amazing life-saving progress it has made in recent years. Your generosity helps us find homes for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals at PAC. Learn how you can help at friendsofpacc.org.
Green Things is a family-owned and operated plant nursery serving Tucson since 1970. Open daily at 3384 East River Road, Green Things is chock full of plants and pottery from around the world. Green Things is also now home to Zocalo, featuring fine Mexican and South American imports spread over five buildings on the 13-acre Green Things property. For more, visit greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
Welcome back. It is the Monday Political Face-Off. John Munger is here and Jeff Rogers. Our face-off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Located at Fort Lowell and Dodge, and check out the newly revamped e-commerce website, moesgallery.com. John, are you at all worried about the polling, which shows the president now behind with a double-digit factor?
Well, the typical polling is out there is so skewed. They overpoll regularly. If you look at the internals in the polling, they always overpoll the Democrats. They always overpoll suburban white women who have a tendency to go Democrat. They call them Republicans, but they have a tendency to be soft Republicans. They're always overpolling. But yet, Rasmussen and Zogby, and Zogby's a Democratic pollster, have it a dead heat right now. And I look at those. I will tell you that if I had to make a prediction right now, and I don't have to make...
Well, you don't have to, but we'll...
But I will tell you, it's either going to be a very close electoral race, or it's going to be a Trump blowout.
A Trump blowout.
Blowout.
Wow.
And if I had to guess right now, I'd guess Trump's going to get at least 300 electoral votes. But at minimum, it's going to be very tight electoral vote.
Hmm. Well, the polling averages from Real Clear Politics, 538 and USA Today, where they combine all of the polls and average them out, now has reached a double-digit 10-plus point lead for Biden. Now, that doesn't really matter because you could win the heck out of California and New York, extraordinary numbers of votes. So what really matters is the state-by-state polling, and the state-by-state polling has been trending towards Biden every week, getting more and more typically towards Biden. For instance, Florida's, he's up by 4 points in the latest poll. Minnesota, 7.3. Minnesota, 9 points. Michigan, 7.3. North Carolina, he's even ahead by 2.2%.
So these
are individual state polls, and these state polls have been trending towards Biden throughout the... And they firmed up and the margins have gotten wider and wider and wider. So let me tell you, I'll make a prediction here. I'm going to predict that it is going to be a blowout, and it's going to be a blowout by Biden. The only question in my mind is will the Democrats take the Senate? And I think they will. I think the Democrats have been burying the Republicans, both in the Biden campaign with money and with money in the state Senate campaigns. This Jamie Harrison in North Carolina set a one-day record for the most money ever raised by a candidate for the Senate in the history of America. And so I think that, the Republicans' best chance there is for Lindsey Graham to try to get some publicity out of these hearings. That might slip him over the top, but that one right now is a dead heat, and who would have ever thought South Carolina would be a dead heat at this late stage?
Well, here's where I'm coming from. All of the people cite Real Clear Politics as if it's some kind of gospel. Here's the problem with Real Clear Politics. It's simply Real Clear Politics averages. It's simply an average of all the polls.
You got to take all of them.
It takes all of them and averages them. Mm-hmm. And that does two things. Number one, it takes polls way back from July.
It's like a running 7-day average.
Well,
so we're not looking at July polls anymore. We're looking at polls in the last 7 to 10 days.
Jeff, let me finish. But the real problem is that the internals on all these polls that are ending up being the real clear politics average, the internals are wrong. Every poll is overpolling Democrats.
That's just not true, John.
And they are also polls of things like registered voters. Sometimes people just out of the phone book. Fewer and fewer of the polls, and more lately, but only lately, are taking in likely voters. There are so many internal problems with these pollings that I just don't trust them. I will tell you also that the Trump campaign and Zogby has Trump up 4 points in Florida. So while these polls taken by these companies that have bad internals are saying he's going to lose Florida, he's going to win Florida.
Mm.
And you look at the energy in the campaigns.
Mm-hmm.
Trump shows up for an event, 40,000 people show up. Biden shows up for an event, 15 people. There's just no energy in the Democratic campaign. Biden shows up anywhere. He had an event in Nevada the other day.
How'd it go?
He had 15 people there.
What?
He had a mariachi band and 15 people.
15.
Mostly what Biden is doing is virtual campaign. He's trying to run a safe campaign.
Doesn't work.
And I've been doing this since 1964 when I was asking people to vote for my grandfather for the state legislature in Indiana. And I've never seen enthusiasm this high amongst Democrats. And I've never seen the Democratic Party so unified in their quest to get rid of Donald Trump. I think these state polls are very reliable. For instance, the ones done in Arizona, they're weighted so that they actually poll more Republicans because there are more Republicans than Democrats registered to vote in Arizona. And so to run a perfect poll, your polling needs to reflect the actual voter databases of those states. And that's what most of these states do.
Yes, they should count.
And the crosstabs that you can see.
They should count more Republicans, but...
Why don't they?
Well, they do in Arizona.
The problem is, they count more Republicans, but they still overpoll the Democrats.
No, they didn't.
And yes, they do. And they also don't account for who's a likely voter and who's going to turn out. They're registered voters.
No, that's not true either. And not only that, but some of the polls will even separate it out.
I'm just telling you that the polls were wrong in 2016. I think they're wrong today.
Can we agree, gentlemen, on one thing, that most people have made their mind up by
well,
now?
About, I think I mean, so. Somewhere between somewhere between 6 and 11%.
I just can't believe it.
I think that the persuadable undecideds are in the 2 to 3 points.
Nah.
And here's the other thing we're seeing that differs from 2016 is that the undecided voters are breaking something like 4 to 1 towards Biden. And as they're getting, the polling continues and people start making up their mind late, and that's where he won last time. The late undecided voters swung heavily towards Trump last time around.
We'll
and
see.
That's not happening
I'm
this
not buying
time.
It. And I'll tell you that you guys are saying, on the one hand, you believe all the polls.
Well,
on the other hand, when the polls tell you that they're 6 to 11% undecided, you don't believe that.
No, I don't believe it.
So you need to decide, are the polls accurate or are they not accurate? The polls say there's 6 to 11% that are undecided.
Yeah.
And
it doesn't feel right.
Well, it may not feel right to you, but that's not what the statistics are. And I'm not very interested in your feelings. I'm interested in what the numbers are. And so the most accurate count in any polling is that who's undecided, and that is not a factor of how many Republicans, how many Democrats. It's just I'm undecided, and so that doesn't have the internal problems that I was talking about with regard to the polls internals between Republicans, who's going to vote for Biden and who's going to vote for Trump. But they're 6 to 11% undecided that tell the pollsters they're undecided.
Hmm.
And so you've got a lot of problems with these polls. I don't know. You guys don't know. We can all guess what we want to guess. The only poll that counts is the American people voting. And the American people will vote. And from everything I'm seeing, Trump is going to win this election either by a very close electoral count or, in my opinion, probably more likely, he's going to get at least 300 electoral votes.
Well, I think, without something really astonishing that we've never seen before happening in late October, I just don't see it. I think this cake is baked, and I think Trump is done.
Well, we'll see.
And, unless he's got something up his sleeve that is more extraordinary than anything we've ever seen, I think this thing's over.
I'd love to see you guys overconfident, Jeff. Does my heart good.
Well, if Trump has a big day on election day, it will impact. And the same with Biden. If Biden has a big day in Pima County, it's going to impact the down vote.
Well, that's
races.
A different issue. It will impact the
sure.
down ballot votes.
Yeah.
But the issue is we're talking about here is who's going to win the presidential election.
Okay.
And I just think that Trump is going to win the election for the reasons I've described. Mm-hmm. Now, you get into what is going to happen next. Biden won't disclose to the public, says the public doesn't deserve to know. Doesn't deserve to know, for God's sake, whether Biden intends to pack the court.
Okay.
The American public doesn't buy into that kind of stuff.
Still, I want to hear now what Jeff says about the down ballot races here.
I think the Democrats are going to really, really, really do well in Arizona. I bet we pick up a couple corporation commissioner positions. I think we might flip the House of Representatives in Arizona. And I think you're going to see an extraordinary blue day that Arizona hasn't seen for 50 years or more.
Hmm. And that may be. I don't know, but I've been focused on the presidential race, and I think that so much, and Jeff, you're just wrong that it's baked in. It's not baked in, and so far as the presidential race is concerned, that presidential race is for Trump to lose, and I don't think he's going to lose it.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see. 22 days from now.
22 days. Boy, that's right. 3 weeks from tomorrow's election day. Okay, John and Jeff, thank you both
very
much. Thanks a lot. Jeff Rogers and John Munger, the Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, located at Fort Lowell and Dodge. Check it out, moesgallery.com. Also want to tell all of our loyal Buckmaster Show listeners about a great sponsor that's been with us almost since day one, Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Time to start planning to visit Silver City so you're ready to make that 3-hour drive over to a beautiful area of the Southwest. So much to do, including hiking in the Gila National Wilderness and visiting the world-famous Cliff Dwellings National Monument. So for things to do and great places to stay in Silver City and Grant County, visit southwestnewmexico.org. Coming up next, our monthly scam alert. We have lots to talk about. The Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona up next on The Buckmaster Show. Be right back.
Vets working hard to save wildlife covered in cactus spines. A skunk left for dead, miraculously saved by a caring citizen. Those are just a couple of the headlines from the nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Center, where thousands of animals are cared for each year at its state-of-the-art Far East Side Tucson facility. Rescue, rehab, and release. The Tucson Wildlife Center, saving wildlife for more than two decades. Donate online at TucsonWildlife.com or call 290-WILD.
The Arizona mining industry provides precious metals needed to support technical and structural equipment used by law enforcement, firefighters, and the military to keep us safe here and around the world. But the most critical part of public safety and national security is the people who serve without hesitation to protect us. The Southern Arizona Business Coalition stands with our men and women who serve with respect, responsibility, integrity, and discipline daily to keep us safe.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Noble Hops in Oro Valley is now open to welcome guests for limited in-restaurant and patio dining, along with takeout and home delivery. All of your favorite Noble Hops menu items are available for you, your family, and friends. So check out Noble Hops, a pub for foodies, on West Lambert Lane at North La Cañada Drive in Oro Valley, and on the web at noblehopspub.com.
Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is once again welcoming guests to the gallery. Stop by or call ahead for a one-on-one appointment or even a virtual design session. Come by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, located at the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge. The number is 795-8226 and on the web at moesgallery.com. As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com. Welcome back. It is the Monday edition of the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios. The Buckmaster Show live line presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. Time for our monthly interview segment featuring the monthly scam alert presented by our friends at the Better Business Bureau here in Southern Arizona. And we welcome Sean Herdrick with us. Sean is the Director of Marketing and Communication. Sean, how are you?
I'm great, Bill. It's great to be here.
It's good to see you. I know you had a great trip over to the Yosemite National Park and followed it on Facebook, and it looks like the family had a fabulous time.
Yes, such a great time, and it's a shame about those fires. It's affecting everything.
You lucked out a couple of days with pretty good air, but then it really closed in, so it's tough. Sean, I understand that there's some news about the annual Torch Awards. This is a big event for the Better Business Bureau. It's a big event for our community. What can you tell us about the 2021 Torch Awards?
You know, we're so excited to announce that the nominations are open for the 2021 Torch Awards presented by South 32. Every year, we want to celebrate the outstanding businesses that are committed to creating an environment of ethical behavior for their customers and their employees. Today, we open the nominations and encourage everyone to visit our website to nominate their favorite business and nonprofits in Pima, Cochise, Santa Cruz, Graham, or Greenlee counties. Just visit bbb.org/Tucson Torch to submit a nomination. Every business is eligible, and it's a great way to show appreciation to all of our local businesses. And also, make sure that you save the date of May 6th, 2021 to view the Torch Awards to see who the winners are. We're planning on making this the second year of our virtual presentation, and we'll have some exciting new features that make this the best virtual Torch Awards yet.
And your title sponsor is South 32. What kind of business is that, Sean?
They're a worldwide mining corporation, and they have a mining project that's located just south of us, around the border with Mexico down there.
So any business is eligible?
Any business, whether they're accredited or not.
Yep. Wow. And there are different categories?
Absolutely. There's a Spark Award, which is for small upstart businesses. There's nonprofits, and they have ranges of how big they are, how many employees they have. And we also have the for-profits.
Let's switch gears, Sean. One of the hallmarks of our monthly visit with the Better Business Bureau is our scam alert. And there is no shortage of new scams that have been related to coronavirus. The scammers, they love this stuff. They love this COVID-19 because they know people are so concerned. And when there's concern, they move in.
No, that's absolutely true. There's so many new scams out there. But the one we're seeing the most of is online used car scams. Nearly every single day, we're seeing or hearing from people across the United States and Canada who find a car or other vehicle online and agree to buy it, send thousands of dollars to someone they don't know, and then wait, and no vehicle ever arrives.
You're kidding me. They put the money up. They're expecting the vehicle. They've been told, oh, it's going to be on the next truck to Tucson. And then they wait and they wait, and then that's it. Nothing.
And nothing arrives.
Wow.
And kind of the impetus behind that is, you know, with the social distancing implemented during COVID, there's a shift now that everyone's trying to buy things online.
Right.
Including cars and trucks and RVs. So the online platforms, they list them for very low prices, and the sellers are offering to make delivery arrangements if the buyer pays them in advance and for the delivery, and then they'll send the car. Sometimes the buyers will ask to inspect the car or to meet the seller in person, but the scammers will use COVID-19 as an excuse to avoid meeting, which makes this a very successful type of fraud.
To go into some of the details about this, what are some of the characteristics, Sean, of this vehicle? It's really a vehicle escrow scam.
It is, there's a couple of different ways they do it, but the escrow is they're asking you to pay in advance to someone else that holds it, a third party. So some of the characteristics are the price of the vehicle for sale is always far below the market value.
So you look at the Blue Book, and then you see something like this. It could be thousands of dollars below Blue Book. That's got to be a red flag right there, Sean.
Absolutely. And, you know, you always look for a justification of why they're selling that car so cheap. And they'll claim they're being deployed overseas, going through a divorce, perhaps the loss of a husband or son who owned the car.
So it's a falling on hard times deal with these people.
Absolutely. They're preying on your emotions.
That's the hook.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the thing, you know, one of the big things is if the seller doesn't want to meet you in person to view the actual vehicle, that's one of the biggest ones. Because if you can't see it, I wouldn't buy it.
Do they claim it's safe for an interested buyer, Sean, to actually send the money?
They absolutely do. They assert that the transaction is protected by eBay Motors or an independent third party that's shipping. And they'll hold the funds in an escrow until the buyer receives and approves the vehicle. But in reality, the eBay protections only apply to items where the full transaction is on the platform. So the crooks will regularly use eBay's name, even sending fake invoices with the company's letterhead or sending emails. That look like they're from eBay.
So they're just throwing the eBay name around.
Absolutely. But we've seen it on the Facebook Marketplace. We've seen it on other platforms as well.
So let's talk about what you can do to protect yourself and not fall victim to this particular scam.
Well, I think, you know, with all scams, we always kind of suggest the same things over and over. So some of the tips, watch for the red flags that we talked about a little bit. If the price is really low, check the Blue Book value and make sure that, you know, it's not thousands of dollars below the selling price or the actual price.
I'd want to see a car if I'm buying something. If I'm buying something over a car over the internet, I want to see the vehicle.
Absolutely. I would say number one is see it. Make sure it's real. Do your due diligence with that. Also, be really careful if people say, hey, you know, can you go get gift cards and pay us online or give us the numbers
photos?
And that is silly. Or even a bank-to-bank wire transfer. Be really careful with that because you can't always get those back.
And the photo of the car, how do you know that's not a setup?
I mean, I've seen so many things. Like people's making the Facebook accounts with my own face on it. They do the same thing with cars. So they'll take the car that's for sale, maybe really, in New Jersey, and they'll put it up all over the internet 100 times. So if you see that same picture, that's a big red flag.
Same picture, the same car being used thousands of times.
Absolutely.
Then they throw up this eBay stuff.
Yeah, you know, and you know, you throw in a recognized name, one that has a warranty or a guarantee. But if you don't do it correctly from eBay, they're not going to honor that. And they're just using it to get you to trust them.
How do they want their money, Sean? Sent Western Union or MoneyGram?
That's exactly how. Either Western Union, MoneyGram, and gift cards. I mean, it's crazy to me that you would go buy 10 gift cards to give to someone as payment, you know?
Well, then the scammer gets the gift card, and you're not going to get any kind of gift, I'll tell you.
No, not at all.
Except a lot of heartache. And again, it's, you know, begin with the Blue Book value, for goodness sakes.
Absolutely. If the Blue Book says even the lowest price is $5,000, if they're asking $2,000, that's a huge red flag.
We haven't even talked about a Carfax or auto check on the car.
No, and you can do that. You can check out Carfax or auto check, and that'll give you the history of the car, the history of the owners. It may even give you the state where it's registered. So if you're trying, they're saying it's in New York, and the car is originally licensed in Washington, you know there's a big problem there.
Boy, save yourself some heartaches. Begin at BBB.org, where you've got the scam tracker. How's that working out for you, Sean?
Oh, it's you know, unfortunately, it's great, I guess.
You guys have been busier than ever, unfortunately, with the fact that a lot of people have been really hit with these scams.
We have, yeah. Absolutely. And there's a few new ones that we just heard about, the phony Amazon emails and phone calls.
What?
Coming from a BBB phone number. So the ID pops up as BBB, and that's one of the biggest, we've seen that, and that's scary. And you can learn a lot more about that on our website.
Using the BBB logo?
Well, not the logo. The caller ID, when they call, it shows up as the BBB. They're spoofing it, so it looks like it's coming from us, which it is not, I guarantee you.
Wow. Sean Herdrick, thank you very much. BBB.org for more information. The website, Sean, is just filled with information.
Absolutely. I encourage you to go there.
Thank you very much, Sean.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, the Buckmaster Show continues on this Monday afternoon in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios. Be right back. Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
The Regional Transportation Authority plan is funded by a voter-approved half-cent sales tax, which expires in June 2026. In preparation for developing a new 20-year regional transportation plan, the RTA board established a Citizens Advisory Committee to select projects for the draft plan. The committee will help identify which projects to invest in to best meet regional transportation needs. Learn more about plan development and provide early input at rtanext.com.
Hi, this is Pam Krim, CEO of the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, where we set the standards for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. The BBB is the place to turn for objective and unbiased information on businesses. Learn more about the many services offered by the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona at bbb.org/Tucson.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show and the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios. Green Things, 3384 East River Road by the Rito River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. And these mornings have been nice and cool, and folks going out in the garden, and you can almost hear the plants saying, "Thank you, finally, some cool weather." That kind of gets you going. You're going to put some new beautiful color in your garden? Head over to Green Things, 13-acre site, now home to Zocalo and all that great merchandise, much of it beautifully hand-carved from Mexico, Latin America, and Europe. Come tour the five shops at Zocalo Village. Here are their websites, greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com. The Buckmaster Show now turns on our going on our live line, which is presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. We turn to the race in Congressional District Number 2. Republican Brandon Martin is with us on the live line. Brandon, how is the campaign going?
The campaign is going great, Bill. Thank you for having me on.
Tell me a little bit about how you're structuring this campaign now as we get, hard to believe, 3 weeks from tomorrow is Election Day. Early balloting has begun in Arizona. What is the message you are sending to our listeners?
The message that we're sending is that we have been out campaigning and meeting the people where they're at, whether they're still attending in-person events or whether they're on the computer online. However they're willing to engage, we're willing to be there and hear from them and put our platform out. And we really are excited about this election. We're 3 weeks away, and we've been pushing for a debate with our opponent, Ann Kirkpatrick. Unfortunately, we've yet to hear from her on whether she will debate us or not. But I believe, you know, CD1 and CD3 have already been on PBS and had a debate. And we continue to push that debate because I believe the people of CD2 need to know where each candidate stands in their platform and hear on what is important on the issues.
What are you saying about the recovery effort from the COVID-19? Are you pleased with the way it's going, or would you change some major components of it?
I think we need to look at really every job is essential. We need to get folks back to work. You know, people out there, they need to pay their rent, their mortgage, put food on the table. And we see that when these issues get too big, really the people are left behind. And again, that's why it's important to debate, because my opponent, Ann Kirkpatrick, she didn't vote on the CARES Act, and she has been absent and not voting. She's been voting by proxy since May 27th. And currently, Ruben Gallego is casting a vote for CD2. So I believe that we need to have a debate and hear the issues, and I think that the people of this district deserve that.
Let's talk about your background. Why don't you fill our listeners in a little bit of the resume of Brandon Martin, please?
Absolutely. So I was an intelligence professional. I worked on Fort Huachuca for over 10 years, and most recently, before running for Congress in 2018, I was the training coordinator for USACO for Fort Huachuca. I was in charge of training development and the budget for 474 Army civilians. So I know what it takes to keep Fort Huachuca with relevant missions and keep it going, and also Davis-Monthan Air Force Base. I have relationships with people in the community, so that way we can have a good national defense structure here, because in Southern Arizona, we have a lot of opportunity, and we have a lot of things that are going for us, and we need someone advocating, someone in Washington, D.C., present, advocating for Southern Arizona.
Tell us about where you grew up, a little bit about your background. What was your schooling and all of that like?
So I grew up in Southern Indiana, and I grew up in farm country, and it was a great childhood. And then when I was in high school, you know, right as in my junior year, the events of 9/11, 2001 happened. So we saw what happened with those events. And, I joined the military. I felt like I could give something, at least part of myself, to service in this nation. And I got called up from the Army Reserves. I went to Afghanistan, and I came back and I started working on Fort Huachuca. And, I was here for a while, and I did a 2-year mobilization from 2007 to 2010. To Fort Devens, Massachusetts, and came back and have been here since. So I have a lot of connections in the community, have a lot of background. I've actually worked with the federal budget and created programs at Fort Huachuca to save taxpayer dollars. So I'm ready, and I'm ready to go out and advocate for the folks in CD2.
Did you have an interest in politics? Where did that come from? While you were in the Army, or where did it come from?
Well, it started with the Army. I wasn't much into politics before that. But as I went overseas and as I came back, and then President Obama was elected, and I seen these policies that were being enacted, I got more and more involved in working on Fort Huachuca and making sure that, you know, we're putting the best training out there for our soldiers as possible. I started taking a look at what the leaders of this country were actually doing. So as time went on, I got more and more concerned about the direction of our country. I don't believe we should be the world police, but I do believe we should have a strong military, and I believe that they should be ready to fight and win when the time comes.
What about all this talk in some areas of the country, including there's been talk here about defunding police? Does that really get you going?
Well, I support the police, and I support the good law enforcement officers in Pima and Cochise County. And unfortunately, We see a lot of rioting and destruction of property across the country, and that needs to be stopped. But a lot of these issues are local issues, and I think we've got a great sheriff in Pima County and Mark Napier, and a great sheriff in Cochise and Mark Daniels. So I support our law enforcement, our local law enforcement, and I believe a lot of those things are local issues, but they absolutely have my support on that, and the destruction of property needs to stop.
How are you? You haven't had the debate. You say you would like to debate Ann Kirkpatrick. It doesn't look like that's going to happen. Are you utilizing phone to get your message out? How are you doing? Are you still speaking to groups, Brandon Martin?
Yes, we have an all of the above approach. We're still meeting people in person. We're talking over the phone, via email, text message, digitally. We have a very strong campaign. These last 3 weeks, we're going to continue to push and make sure we reach people with our message and hear from them, because, you know, they really do deserve a voice in Washington. So I'm ready to hear their concerns and take that fight up to Washington, D.C. for them.
This district is pretty much evenly split, isn't it, with Republicans and Democrats?
Yeah, it's pretty close. I mean, it's, you know, even with independents in the mix, they're all three pretty close to each other. I think there's a slight edge for Democrats, but it's a very balanced district in terms of registration, and I look forward to representing all the people of CD2 and providing great constituent services.
You ran in 2016. What lessons did you learn out of that run, Brandon Martin?
Well, after the 2018 campaign, I learned that, you know, building my name ID and building these relationships that I've been talking about is very, very important, and building a team that can actually go out and win these elections. So we've just been adding since 2018, and we've got a strong campaign team. I've got so many great volunteers and staff that just do an outstanding job of reaching out to folks and getting these things done. So we're going to continue to run strong for the next 3 weeks, and I plan on representing CD2 after I'm elected in 3 weeks, and I look forward to hearing from everyone out there.
You can give us your website, please.
Absolutely. It's BrandonMartin4Congress.com. That's F-O-R, BrandonMartin4Congress.com.
All right, Brandon Martin, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
All right, that's Brandon Martin, who is a Republican. He is running for Congressional District Number 2. All of our candidate interviews, we call it our 2020 Your Vote, Your Voice candidate interview series. We're trying to make it very easy for all of the listeners of our three local daily talk shows. So what are we doing? We're archiving all of them at kvoi.com, and that's where you will find all of the interviews that we've done really since the beginning of the year, because each show can't interview all of the candidates. So we're really putting a dent, I think, in the number of candidates that we are making available through our interviews for you. That's going to do it for the Buckmaster Show. Coming up tomorrow, we will have our monthly arts report. Longtime Tucson Weekly arts writer Margaret Regan will join us for the arts report. We'll hear from Deborah McEwen, District 2 Republican for the state legislature. Shelley Fishman, of course, will be with us for his weekly Your Money series. And we'll have our Pima Community College interview, and that one will be with Damian Klinko, who is the chair of the Pima Community College Governing Board. That's going to do it for the Buckmaster Show, our Monday edition on this Columbus Day, Indigenous Peoples Day, Canadian Thanksgiving Day, however you are celebrating. Hope it's a good day for you. Back with you tomorrow at 12:04. On behalf of John Couch, John engineering and producing the show, we say thank you very much in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios. And remember, our live line is presented by Rincon Ventures Property and Real Estate.